The decision by Jeff Thomas to stay on the sidelines after six straight losing campaigns has opened the door to political newcomers like feisty Marge Krupp.
Mrs. Krupp is going to Washington.
Krupp is a chemical engineer with degrees in marketing and finance. She quit her job last year to campaign full-time for a chance to go up against entrenched Republican Paul Ryan.
People have been telling me I can't do things all my life. Like in the mid-70s, girls can't be engineers. And in the early 80s, they said I couldn't get an MBA while I was working third shift. And both times I said, watch me. And people said, oh, nobody can beat Paul Ryan. And I say, watch me.
Krupp has raised more cash than her opponents, but the amount still pales by comparison to Ryan's $1.6 million account balance. The other Democratic candidates have raised even fewer dollars. Paulette Guerin is a semi-retired piano teacher who recently became a CPA. Like the others, Guerin says she's motivated to run by the issues.
Our institutions are failing us, our infrastructure is crumbling, our civil liberties are being challenged, and we have a group of leaders right now who try to manipulate us with the age-old politics of fear.
The third candidate, Mike Hebert, is a union machinist.
I'm a fiscal conservative with moderate social views. After the great William Proxmire, he was kind of my idol when I was growing up, and I seen how he worked and how he represented the people of the state, and I will bring that work ethic to this first congressional district.
A fourth Democrat, John Moak, pulled out of the race, although his name will remain on the ballot. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.